You are listening to You, Me and Tara, written by Nikita Singh and narrated by me, Soumya Tandon. Alicia leans forward to pull her phone out of her handbag, which hangs from a hook under the bar counter, nodding to signal that she is still paying attention to Tara's story about her blacking out at a Coldplay concert. Alicia glances down at her phone to check the time. She can't believe it's after 10 already. Manav would be waiting for her at home for dinner. Either that, or he was still immersed in work, in which case he probably didn't even notice the time, or that she still hadn't returned home. He got absorbed in things like that. It's one of the things Alicia loved the most about her fiancé. A soft smile spreads on her face, just thinking about him, as she turns her attention back to Tara. And I was out of it by the time Uber brought me to the hotel. I said to the receptionist, listen, I don't know where my key is. I don't even know where the other shoe is. But I do know that if you don't direct me to a bed, I'm going to cramp out in your hotel lobby. That gold marble floor looked super inviting, to be honest. Tara finishes with a chuckle. Alicia laughs. I don't even remember the last time I was that wasted, she says. Seems like a lifetime ago. Oh, come on. What's life without some thrill and recklessness? I know, and good for you. You're still in college. I have traded all of that in for safety and security, in the words of our society. I've settled down, Alicia says, a dull tug at her heart. Thinking back to her carefree days, she pushes it away and shrugs. I'm almost 30, so time for some stability. Age means nothing, Tara announces, clasping Alicia's hand firmly. As long as your heart is young and wild, you can't be tamed. Alicia thinks about that word tame. For her family, she's as far from tame as possible. She had moved away from home on her own, chosen a career in advertising they hadn't approved of, fallen in love with a man from another caste, and had been living with him for years before their wedding, now scheduled for the following year. But for someone like Tara, a literature student and social activist who spends her free time experimenting with ideas and psychoactive substances with her large group of like-minded friends, Alicia's life must look pretty tame.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?